Thank you and good morning. Officials with the California State University System and the California Faculty Association continue to work to craft a new deal in the face of a strike scheduled for next Wednesday if no new agreement is reached. The faculty union has asked for salary increases of 5% along with annual percentage increases, and Cal State officials have offered yearly increases of just 2% instead, claiming that meeting the demands of the union would cost $100 million per year and that the money isn't there. Yesterday, the two sides agreed to a 48-hour media blackout as negotiations continue in Sacramento. That blackout includes suspending internal strike planning, communication, and news, and neither party will conduct interviews with news organizations. Union leaders and CSU officials hope to announce a new agreement by Friday. Local, state, and federal officials gathered in Klamath on Wednesday to announce a new plan to remove four dams from the river, and Congressman Jarrett Huffman, who represents the tribes who are a key part of the deal, said that he is thrilled to be a part of the historic event towards rebuilding the Klamath River and to finally repair a long stream of injuries to the tribes and communities along the river. The new agreement will see the owner of the dams, Pacific Corp, transfer the leases to the federal government, and the new deal will not suspend any environmental laws and will not waive any tribal water or fishing rights during the decommissioning process. Yurok Tribal Chairman Thomas O'Rourke said in a press release that dam removal is a key element of large-scale fish restoration efforts on the Klamath, and we believe it puts the people of the Klamath Basin back on a path to prosperity. The new agreement goes into effect on July 1st. The County Department of Health issued a press release on Wednesday stating that the new drug and medication drop-off program has been pretty successful in the first 5 days it's been in operation. Senior Health Education Specialist Allison Newman said they are pleasantly surprised by the reaction from local residents who have dropped off more than 75 pounds of prescription and non-prescription medication at Cloney's Pharmacy in Eureka and McKinleyville. The drug drop-off project was started in an effort to get medications, particularly opioid painkillers, out of circulation in an area that has serious issues with drug abuse and overdoses. Eureka police arrested a 33-year-old man on DUI charges after he collided into a parked car while trying to elude officers on Tuesday night. It was around 10:30 when an officer spotted an SUV driving at a high rate of speed near Broadway in Wabash. He then attempted a traffic stop, and the driver sped off instead. That driver, 33-year-old Eureka resident Kean Shores, drove recklessly all the way to Long and William Streets, where he collided into that parked car. Shores was uninjured in the crash, and he was arrested and booked into county jail for DUI, driving on a suspended license, as well as for outstanding warrants related to other DUI charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. If there is one subject that will get Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills exercised, it's criminals and the possession of firearms. Mills talked about the number of guns his officers find when serving search warrants, making arrests, and dealing with the seamier side of life in Eureka. Mills said on Talk Shop that each time one of his officers confiscates a stolen firearm or one is recovered at a crime scene, he asks them to forward a photo. He then hangs those photos on his office wall as a reminder of the dangers of policing.
And the reason I'm doing that is to do two things. One, to continually remind me how dangerous this job is. These guys are working hard. They're doing a great job, but it is dangerous. And it's not because the good guys are carrying guns, the average citizen. It's because the drug dealers and the gang members and the criminals are carrying guns.
There is another side to the issue that bothers Mills as well, and that's the fact that his officers regularly confiscate firearms taken during local burglaries, and that means those weapons weren't secured properly.
As a person who's an operator, if you're, you know, in Afghanistan, you never lay your gun down for somebody else to have access to it. You keep it with you, or you lock it up, one of the two. You just don't leave them lying around. Last week, we lost more guns out of burglaries, and it ceases to amaze me that why would somebody leave a gun in their house unattended for somebody else to have?
You can hear the entire interview with Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.